From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, December 22nd. I'm Marty Derlin.
You know, of course, I wasn't thinking we're going to get COVID in my family, but I had thought to myself for quite some time, you know, in the event that that happens to me or my family, I'm going to be public about this, because a lot of the reasons that it remains stigmatized is really it's very scary. Like, and fear is, you know, one of the things that dictates how we act.
As regional coordinator for the Alliance for Rural Community Health, Miranda Ramos works with health centers in the county to ensure high quality care. So she's well aware of best practices to avoid COVID-19. She's part of a close family bubble, working mostly from home in Fort Bragg.
We haven't been to any parties. We haven't eaten in a restaurant. You know, we've been ordering our groceries and picking them up at curbside for months. And so we've been very careful on the spectrum in the Swiss cheese of it all. You know, I'm sure you've heard that analogy where the protections around COVID really is all these layers of Swiss cheese that have different holes in different places.
Because she had a large house and reliable internet, Miranda hosted distance learning for her younger children and their cousins, with agreements from both families about how to limit exposure. But on a Thursday in early November, her nephew exhibited symptoms.
As soon as we realized we had potential contact, even before a test was done, we decided, you know, we would kind of lock ourselves down, and we didn't leave the house at all over the weekend. And I started having a cough and a low fever on Sunday. And when we were notified on Monday late morning that the test results were back, and the test was positive for the young fellow, who by that time he was actually feeling better, I contacted my primary care provider, Mendocino Coast Clinics, and they set me up with a virtual visit. And I spoke with a provider and went over my symptoms. And they, you know, based on the symptoms I described, scheduled me, I think within like 15 minutes of my call, to go in to have a symptomatic test. And those tests can be run right there in the clinic. You get results right away. In less than 10 minutes, had the positive result. You know, I had cough. Initially, I had some fever, really bad chills. I had like specifically horrible back pain, which is not something that you hear about. But once you start talking about the fact that you've had this, you hear from other people who've been sick who are like, my back hurts so bad too. Like, just my back hurts so bad. I had it about maybe 24 or 36 hours where I was super nauseous. You know, the symptoms sort of, other than the cough, which I still have a bit of a lingering cough, you know, the symptoms would sort of come and be there for 24, 36 hours. And then it was like, well, now something else. I started feeling better, I think, in about maybe 5 days. I was like, oh, I actually think I'm starting to feel a little bit better. On the sixth day of my isolation, my husband developed symptoms, which really speaks to the varied and potentially long incubation period for this. And so my adult daughter lives with us, and she says, all right, well, you go in there. And so he started isolating with me. You know, we both sick. And then he subsequently lost his sense of taste and smell, which is a pretty conclusive symptom. So my daughter's almost 20, and she's like, oh, you know, I'll handle things out here with the rest of the family. And then the next morning she had symptoms. And so at that point, the three adults in the house are sick, and the three minors, the three kids in the house, were asymptomatic at that time and have remained asymptomatic this entire time. They've never had any symptoms at all. We understood that what that would mean is that any of the asymptomatic people in the household would have to begin anew a quarantine that would last 14 days from their last contact with somebody who's considered to be in the contagious period of those 10 days. So we made the calculated decision with the understanding that that meant that my three younger children, who are 17, 14, and 9, that they would end up quarantining for a total of 31 days. As I was recovering and you know, getting released from quarantine and watching this, that was coinciding with the surge starting here. I just kept thinking to myself, you know, I had all of these people who, over the course of the weeks that I was updating on Facebook, and they were talking, you know, reaching out and offering, and my best friend organized a meal train, and people brought us meals dropped off on our doorstep for weeks, and which is loving and generous, and made even more so by the fact that one person in my household is a vegan and another's a vegetarian, and one of them is nine, so he only eats quesadillas. And these beautiful, like, healthy, warming, loving meals delivered, you know. So the experience I kept having as I was recovering, and it was becoming clear that my family members, both in my household and in the other affected household, were recovering. You know, I just kept thinking, all of these people who are reading this and who are responding, some of them are going to get sick, and people they love and care about are going to get sick. And it's really this, the way that the virus affects a human's body is so unpredictable. And we're just lucky that our outcomes are as good as they are.
For the KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org and find us wherever you get your podcasts.